Thanks for listening to the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio.
Get ready, it's Friday.
Today's Friday.
Wild card! Charlie, why would you cut the brakes? Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Call me Big Papa.
Yeah, what's going on, brother?
Who is a wild card in and of himself.
There's no question about that.
Happy Football Friday.
Yeah, we're going to get smoked out of the building, too.
Yeah, we are, just to let you know. I can smell the smoke a little bit. The wildfires.
Smoking the reefer in there? What's going on?
No. The wildfires that have been raging across Southern California, just outside Los Angeles, a very big story.
It's called wildfire, man.
Why is Snoop Dogg sitting next to you, Jason?
Yeah, he's going to start diagramming plays.
And there he goes to the Texans locker room, the party. There it is.
Fan
of everyone.
We can smell the smoke that has been ravaging the homes outside of Los Angeles and in the Valley area. They've already, I think, 20 some odd homes have burned down. There's been one fatality. Someone had a heart attack in the middle of all this craziness. And, you know, it happened a year ago. We had those big wildfires and we could smell the smoke in the studio here.
Well, but when we were traveling up the road to come to work, it looked like we were in what's the land?
Oh, it looks like
Star
Mustafar.
Wars? There you go.
Yeah, Mustafar. Well, yeah, there's sides of the 405 freeway. It's brush fire every few feet, and it's like Mustafar.
Nah, man, that's the name of the strand.
It's
wildfire,
Mustafar.
We could market wildfire the strand, no question about it.
Okay. All right.
I think we should start up another company. Frostburg's there. You've been talking about drug hallucinations all day.
No, I'm not all day. I made one drug hallucination.
And then you started singing about going to rehab it.
All right, listen. They played Amy Winehouse Rehab on the radio, and I told you a story about seeing Mr. T dressed up as a butterfly once, and it turned out
to be
something.
Did he sting like a bee?
It was legitimate.
Yeah, but both of those things happened within five minutes.
Wait, stop.
Stay off the weed.
All right, there we go. Very good.
Yeah, I mean, both of those, you told us a story, and then we start walking back towards the studio.
Duh.
And all of a sudden, you start singing Rehab.
No, well,
it seemed like the two were connected, and Frostburg
connected.
And I were a little bit concerned.
I listened to the song
very
Rehab.
Concerned.
Rehab was on the radio driving in. That was completely separate of me telling you the story. I saw a time when Mr. T was dressed up like a butterfly in and around the UCLA campus. And
an advertising campaign.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I thought
Fuse Iced Tea was what it was.
But stage three was how do we profit off this?
Yeah. Well, it's Fuse Iced Tea. We couldn't.
No. I meant your issues with whether you did or didn't see Mr. T in a butterfly outfit singing Rehab to whatever. Was the marketing angle to be had?
Sometimes it's just a story. Sometimes, you know, sometimes there's no money. It's just a story. I mean, not everything is, hey, I'll pay you money and my kid gets into USC. Not everything is that. Sometimes it's just a story.
I still want to know what's wrong with that in the end.
It's like, what's
private university, they need money to fund the thing.
It's like, what's the line?
What's one more seat in the back of the classroom? Who the hell cares?
What's the thing from Donnie Brasco when they go, hey, what does Fugazi mean? What does forget about it mean? And he says, you know, sometimes forget about it means like, you know, oh, you're gonna screw me on this deal, forget about it. Sometimes they go, so-and-so is hotter than somebody else, forget about it. And sometimes it just means forget about it. Like, sometimes it's just a story. There's no way to monetize it. Not everything is out there.
Okay, we're just trying,
buddy. Just telling you.
I'm just trying to keep the line moving, you know?
But right now, we have a no-hitter in the Major League Baseball playoffs.
Big news!
The Nationals lead the Cardinals 1-0, but Cardinals have a runner on third and two outs. Anibal Sanchez of the Nationals is pitching a no-hitter, 73 pitches as the Cardinals bat in the bottom of the sixth inning. The only run of this game crossing the plate earlier, Gomes with a double to deep left center field, scoring Howie Kendrick, and that's been it. Seven hits for the Nationals, but only that one run in the second inning, and Anibal Sanchez with a no-hitter so far into the sixth inning.
Well, there you go. Runner on third now, and no Daniel Hudson in this one. Off for paternity leave. One of the two relievers they actually trust.
You know, that's the thing.
If you see how slow guys were to get up in the bullpen just now as the pitch count starts to elevate a little bit.
You know, and it looks like Sanchez is getting out of the sixth inning, fly out to center field. That will close the books on six. So now it's a no-hitter through six for Anibal Sanchez. And yes, if the Nationals need to get to their bullpen tonight, they will be without their best reliever, Daniel Hudson.
Jason, but Yasiel Puig's on deck, and the Dodgers are in prime position to take the lead.
Yes, you're watching game six right there on your TV, right?
Yeah, Sanchez could be throwing a no-hitter here, but it doesn't matter because the Dodgers' bats are alive coming up.
All right, what's the score? What's the situation right now?
I mean, it's 1-0 right now, Nationals.
Okay, all right.
But I'm not scared.
Okay, all right, very good.
We got them right where we want them.
Okay, and how many pitches is Kershaw at tonight?
72.
70. All right. Well, you know, hey, the Dodgers.
48 strikes.
All right. That's pretty good.
He's on his game, guys.
Two-thirds.
That's fast research by Frostburg there. For
well, you know,
six.
He's been locked in on this the whole time.
So
he may have had a little of what you were talking about earlier.
So the Dodgers trailing 1-0 in game six of their NLDS series. Meanwhile, Nationals up 1-0. The Cardinals trailing 1-0, rather, in game one of the NLCS. And here's the thing. No Daniel Hudson tonight. He's their best reliever.
Yeah.
Right? He's their best reliever. He's one of the two guys they trust, him and Sean Doolittle. You would think for a second Dave Martinez could go, really? One of the guys I would never pitch because he stinks, can't be having a baby? It's got to be the one guy I can trust. Really? That's the guy having a kid?
Yeah, I would say this. I've seen a number of social media accounts of folks who write in the greater Washington, D.C. area going after Daniel Hudson for being away from the game. I'll see you all in hell, okay? That's really what it comes down to here. Birth of a child. I mean, I understand the importance of a championship series game and all, but my goodness. Have some humanity.
Oh, I'd be there for the birth of my kid. Mainly because
only
think
if
about
it's
it.
The first kid, though.
Yeah, if it's second or third kid, yeah, no, you don't need to be there.
That eventually gets out, and the second kid's going to resent you.
No, you can live someplace else even by the time you're a second kid. You don't even need to be around. Especially since it's a game where you don't even know that you're going to pitch. It's not like we need, you know, maybe you pitch in the ninth inning, maybe you don't, but I'm definitely having a kid. So that's definite. The pitching is not, the kid is definite, so I'm going with the kid.
I think I got to go with the kid.
Remember, because you know the kid's going to be the one to put you in a home one day. That's
or not.
Going to be it. Yeah, it's that.
I mean, they're going to choose.
Dave
is
Martinez
that a discount home versus
Dave Martinez is not going to step in and go. Wait a minute, he pitched that big game for me all those years ago. I'm going to stop from putting. No. That's what's going. It's going to be the kid. Got to be nice to your kids.
That's true. Kids can
nice
come back on you.
I mean, you have two. And you got to watch your kid rankings. You have to make sure that they each take turns being number one.
Oh, no, that's it. My daughters, we try to keep it on an even plane.
Yeah, we do. You have to. Because I know the one who would, if you cross her, that's going to be the worst mistake of your life.
That's absolutely true. She'd beat me up before it would even happen.
Twitter at How About a Fresca, Mike at Swollen Dome. And we'll keep you updated on both game one of the NLCS and game six of the Dodgers Nationals.
Let's go, Dodgers.
Which Frostburg is right now. What is it? Top of the seventh?
It is top seven. 1-0 Nationals.
Okay.
And like I said, Puig is up the bat.
All right. Very good. Okay. So we'll see if the Dodgers can get something cooking here for Frostburg.
We got a multiverse going on here.
It's like inside the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, we are. We are right there.
I'm really hoping we don't have to go to Kirk Gibson, guys.
Mm. You might not. Yeah, you have to worry about
his right leg hurts.
Yep. But maybe he can give you one
at bat
late.
In a while.
He could give you one at bat late. I mean,
that's all we need is one at bat.
Got to save him for that. And hopefully Jay Howell can come in late if you need him to. Tom Niedenfuhr might be able to come.
Anytime
close
you can
this
reference
game for the
Niedenfuhr,
Dodgers.
You've won.
I like referencing Tom Niedenfuhr.
Or Hershiser will kick your ass.
Yeah.
On his way to the mound.
Yes.
He'll stop off. He'll see you in the crowd.
See, the thing is,
he'll come find you.
The fact that Oral Hershiser hates me is
he does hate you.
He does. But
that's documented.
But he's got to agree that I'm right.
No, he doesn't. He'll never do that.
Starting pitching is overrated in the MLB playoffs.
Well, as Anibal Sanchez said.
But that's my point, you can get a great game from a guy.
You can get it from anybody. That's right.
You could get a bad game. You can get a great game from Anibal Sanchez. You could get a nothing game from Anibal Sanchez. Because it's Anibal Sanchez.
Well, because that's the other thing rolling around in the social media sphere right now. This blanking guy... Anibal Sanchez, who once upon a time was one of the most heralded prospects in baseball.
Yeah, but he is the definition of generic, right? If you think
about this point,
what's a generic pitcher? His all-time record is 108 and 108, and his ERA is 4. That is absolute. That is as generic as you can get.
Hey, not
for a pitcher.
Not showing
that
off.
That is completely
not falling
generic.
Behind.
That's,
okay,
that's right
he's
down
in the meaty
of
part
average.
Of the curve.
When you want to say who is an average pitcher in Major League Baseball, Anibal Sanchez is a guy. Stop. Just watch the Dodgers, Frostburg. Yeah, you got a busy game going on there. But it really, that's the who. If you said was an average pitcher in Major League Baseball, Anibal Sanchez, lifetime record is 500. His ERA is 4. He is the definition of. You look up generic. In the dictionary, it's a picture of Anibal Sanchez with a Florida Marlins gear on, with the Tigers gear on, with the Braves gear on, Nationals gear on. That's completely generic.
Well, he's pitched for half of Major League Baseball at this point, so that's a good thing. And I would like to be that mediocre, have that long a career, too.
He's pitched for the Florida and Miami Marlins. I mean, that's you talking. He saw the end of the one era, and then he saw the beginning of the next era. We're going to change the hats from the F with a fish on it to an M with a lot of colors on it. All right, great.
Well, it's a bonus thing in your own hall, your own museum of your career, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot of merch.
So that's where we sit right now. Nationals and the Cardinals, a no-hitter for Anibal Sanchez going into the seventh inning.
Thank
and
you.
Here's the thing, is that he's got a lot of gas left in the tank. He is only at, I believe, 78 pitches. Is that where Anibal Sanchez
yeah,
is
yeah,
now?
Yeah, he
inning?
Threw a few more this
he's
past
at 70,
inning.
75 pitches.
But yeah.
75 pitches to navigate the next three innings against the Cardinals one more time through the batting order. But still, it's just a one. This is one of those games where, boy, he's been pitching so well, and in two at-bats, it's bang, bang. Well, now we're losing 2-1. So one more time through the order he's got for everybody, but right now a no-hitter in the seventh inning in the NLCS.
Getting the tweets coming in, please say no-hitter a bunch of times so that it gets broken up.
They try to make me pitch a no-hitter. I said a no, no, no. They try to make... But that goes along with the whole rehab thing. You were so rehab.
This is my nightmare.
I'm going to spear you.
Well, you're
it'll
the one
be
that brought
15.
It up.
Well, I had to give the audience what your state of mind was on a Friday night.
You brought it up and said, you're singing rehab. That is right.
Carmen, at least wait for SmackDown to spear him.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'll do it in time with Goldberg, and away we go.
Oh, hey, well, I haven't seen it. We're still 45 minutes away
from
SmackDown.
Oh, I know. I have not watched any of this. I know we got the draft going on today.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
Yeah. So we're still 45 minutes away from SmackDown. So this is where we are right now. And college football, Miami leads Virginia 7-3. This one a barn burner late in the third quarter.
Yeah, buddy.
And number 13, Oregon. Is on the board.
Too easy.
They take the 6-0 lead over Colorado.
Really buffaloed him on that play.
TJ, in a buffaloed pass from Justin Herbert, who the Jets will draft and trade Sam Darnold to start the clock again on not paying a quarterback and winning the Super Bowl. TJ.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
As we get into the big weekend in the National Football League, there are many big games this weekend. Last week was kind of an average schedule. It was the Anibal Sanchez of average schedules. But this week we have a lot of big games and none bigger than Houston and Kansas City. If I put the over-under for this game at 70, would you take the over or the under?
I'm going to take the under.
Really? I take the over every day.
That you're getting at least a 35-35?
I'll take 38-35 in this game. Absolutely.
Nah, you got Mahomes a little bit with the ankle injury. I know Tyreek Hill's coming back capacity here. Yeah, I'll take the under.
No.
I think you set that a wee bit high.
Kansas City can't stop the run. They can't stop the run. And even though Houston is just okay running the football, when you can't stop the run, Deshaun Watson's going to put up points. This is going to be a big-time point. This is going to be the game we thought we were going to get last week. Oh, how come there's no points
70.
Here? 70. I'll take the over. Easy.
Wow.
This game
would be easy because I think the over is sitting at, what, 56, 55?
Yep. This game will be 24-21 at halftime, and it's the first time that these two guys from the 2017 draft have gotten to meet. You talk about a rivalry that we should have.
Everybody's trying
yet.
To make it happen.
You
yes.
know, we should try to make this
it's
happen.
It's just like fetch.
It's, well,
going to try to make this one happen.
But this should be easy to make happen. They're two of the most exciting quarterbacks in the National Football League.
And you notice I was right on with the over-under. Is that 55.5? How about that?
I'll take the over. I'll way take the over on that. At halftime, there's going to be 45 points. You're going to go, oh man, I should have taken the.
That's right. Shuffle up and deal if you're in the entirety of the fantasy world. Pringle, one of the great waiver wire pickups this week. Smoke them if you got them, I guess, is the theory, and for your daily fantasy leagues. Well, in Chicago, this is known as the guy we should have had instead of Mitch.
Yes.
Bowl.
Yeah, that is. Yeah. Well, there's lots of teams that could have had.
Which
Deshaun
is the
Watson.
Fun revisionist history and stupid on 100 levels. But
remember when we did on the show? You even made T-shirts when the Jets were going to go rotten for Watson.
Yeah.
And I begged the Jets draft Deshaun Watson. And
what did the Jets do, Jason?
They didn't draft
what
Deshaun
did they do?
Watson. They didn't draft.
They
Deshaun
went with
Watson.
A guy that could die on Sunday.
They went. Stop.
You know what? He's going to have like three flak jackets.
Sam.
He's going to look like the Stay Puft Marshmallow
Sam
Man.
Sam Darnold is
out
wearing
there.
Extra padding. To protect his spleen on Sunday.
We all walk around with extra padding,
yes,
every day here in the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
But we'll get to that game coming up in a couple minutes. But this game, I'm telling you, I know it's not popular because people see the Chiefs losing last week and go, oh, they're mad this week. I love that. Oh, they're mad. Oh, right. Yes, yes. Because they're mad they're going to win. I see another upset. I see Houston. Deshaun Watson is really good on the road, and not just against the spread, but I see Houston being able to move the football at will in this game, putting up a ton of points and winning a field goal game. I'll say 38-35, Houston wins this game. I'll give you the score that I'm telling would get my over for the 70.
Look at that.
I'll give you 38-35.
You went wafer thin just over
wafer
your 70.
Thin.
You got excited, and then you fired off the, 38-35. I think you're looking at the Houston defense. In theory, that front should be able to make some noise. Still without Eric Fisher on the front.
But they're not allowing
line,
a lot of points.
Because that's a big deal there for Kansas City, is that you are missing. They had a lot of guys hurt last week against Indianapolis, and I think that comes back against them this week. That offensive line is going to be tested by J.J. Watt in that front. So I'm looking for, I would look for the Houston upset. I just don't think it's going to be that high scoring. I think we're going to get another game in the low
9-6.
20s. 9-6. No.
9-6.
I think this is like a 24-21, 27-24, but I'm taking the under.
5-4.
That would be
4-3.
Fantastic. For me, I love defensive football and 3 yards and a cloud of dust. That would be great.
I'd love to, you know.
The game's played between the 20s.
Before I shuffle off this mortal coil, in the words of Stephen King, I want to see a 5-4 game. I want to see an NFL game, three safeties and a field goal. I want to see a game
and
end
5-4. Watch the Jets.
They might get one. Yeah, you might see that glorious pose by the official this weekend against the Jets.
I want to see a 5-4 game. That's the one score I want to see.
It'll
more
happen
than a 4-3 game. More than a 2-2 game. More than a 4-2 game. I want to see 5-4.
See, the 2-2 game, 4-2, you're really thinking about the Mets again. You got to move on.
You know, the reason I like the Texans is because what we saw last week out of the Chiefs in the loss to the Colts, which was very shocking, was that, okay, you can only take so many weapons away from Patrick Mahomes before he starts to feel it, right? As superhuman as he has been, is he someone that makes everybody better? Of course, he's that kind of special quarterback. But it's almost like, okay, what can we take away from? Well, we take away his lights out running game. All right, now we take away Tyreek Hill. Now we take away Sammy Watkins. How much can you take away? If you take away enough of his weapons, he's going to struggle, especially when his ankle was bothering him a little bit. He said he's fine, but you know, it's not 100%.
That one didn't. It didn't look like that was going to be one he was shaking off in a couple of days.
He's still gonna move around, and it's going to affect him a little bit on Sunday. And even though he's getting Tyreek Hill back, likely, I still see Houston with an upset. It's going to be a big flag-planting win for the Texans. That 38-35. I love that score.
Tyreek Hill listed as questionable with the shoulder. Sammy Watkins, hamstring. He's doubtful for the game. Still no Eric Fisher. That's the one I hang a star on, because you can go and exploit that offensive line, make Patrick Mahomes move. Now, obviously, most games, that's not a big deal, right? The flick of the wrist, the ball's 30 yards downfield. But when he's laboring on the ankle, and he'll have the support and probably a brace on it as he goes, I don't think the things fly just as easily. And for Houston, you saw Will Fuller, the breakout performance, a guy that coming off an injury, waiting to see how much he would compliment. And for DeAndre Hopkins, right, he's quiet. He's not barking about his yards per game. He's not doing any of that. He'll get fed in this one as well against that Chiefs secondary. And that's why I like this game overall. You can run the football with Carlos Hyde, and then you can wing it downfield with a game breaker like Fuller. That gives you that extra boost. and certainly for fantasy purposes, everybody wants to see Tyreek Hill back on the field.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Of all the big games this weekend, I mean, we've talked about the Texans-Chiefs game. We talked about the Cowboys. Lay the points. For entertainment purposes only. We have the Toilet Bowl of the Week. Redskins, Dolphins.
Yes!
0-5 versus 0-4. Somebody is going to get out of the basement, and it's going to be really tough for them to finish first overall for the NFL draft and drafting Tua Tagovailoa.
Well, yeah, you know they're going to tie.
That would be funny if they just kind of go through and play it between the 30s the entire game. There's no scoring opportunities at all.
That's the only area that's muddy on the field. The 20s are all still pristine.
Yeah, you can't actually get to the rest of the field. Yeah. Josh Rosen against Case Keenum in this one.
Yes, Keenum getting the nod to start for the Redskins.
You didn't know what word to use. Then you came upon nod. Now,
before we get into this, because this is pretty interesting, I'm going to take the Redskins because this is what's going to happen. Bill Callahan is taking over. He's going to run the football 60 times. It's going to be cloud of dust. And it's going to be one of those 13-9 games.
Clinton Portis, baby.
Because, watch out. He'll put the wigs on after the game and do the crazy press conferences. They are going to run the ball 60 times. And it's going to be just enough. I think there's going to be one touchdown in this game. I'm going to say the Redskins 13-9. They're just going to run.
I'm going to say you're wrong. The over-under is at 42. We'll take the under. Dolphins, a 3.5-point home dog. I'll take the Dolphins and Josh Rosen to make a couple of big plays downfield.
Wow, look at you.
We will have the resurgence of Adrian Peterson, and that's great.
He's going to carry the ball. It's going to look like a 2010 game with the Vikings. Whoa,
yeah,
he's got 38
carries. Yeah, Bo Callahan is going to call his number repeatedly.
Yeah, Adrian Peterson's got 38 carries for 96 yards. Boy, what a game he's having. That's what's going to happen. Now, for this game, actually, Frostburg's come up with some things that are actually cheaper than tickets to this game.
Oh, boy.
All right?
All right, Knicks season tickets, guys. Courtside. Cheaper or more?
No matter how bad the Knicks are, there will always be expensive season tickets.
Well, the tickets aren't more expensive. It's the paper bag you got to wear that costs more.
Well, bedazzled, absolutely. Jeweled.
Ching, ching, ching.
Now, to get into the Dolphins-Redskins to the Tua Bowl tomorrow, or the Toilet Bowl, as some are calling it, $16 gets you in.
Wow.
To an NFL game.
That's awesome.
$16. I wouldn't know anything about that.
$16.
That's fantastic. Could you have gotten into the Canes-Virginia game tonight at the same stadium for less or more?
More.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be more than $16 a ticket.
You guys are saying more?
More.
Yeah.
That's going to be less. $9 got you in the
$9? Really? What a bargain.
That game's on national TV.
How about that? Which is
tickets
probably why nobody bought.
Tickets to the Miami Zoo.
Oh, that's more
the
than
zoo's
$16.
The zoo's more expensive. Yeah.
You think it's more than $16?
For an adult
at a zoo? Absolutely.
Adult ticket, yes.
Wow, you guys are right. $23 gets you in the
See,
zoo.
See, they'll get
Sunday.
You.
You got one more?
Bacon toothpaste. A tub of bacon toothpaste.
Oh, a tub of it. Oh, I still think that's got to be under
$16. No. He said tub.
Yeah, but that's it's still toothpaste.
I didn't say real bacon or not.
I say less.
Doesn't matter. Artificial bacon flavor.
Jason knows. He probably uses it.
How much is it?
$6.61.
Oh, that's a bargain. I'd get that and just eat it as a snack.
Oh, my God.
You have minty breath and you have bacon.
You're not going to have minty breath with bacon flavored? What are you, nuts?
Hey, we'll have more on this coming up in a bit.
That's what you have when you're laying off the weed.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
SiriusXM NFL radio host and insider extraordinaire, Alex Marvez, who is the next man up to start for the Steelers on Sunday.
Yeah!
At quarterback. AM, I hope you're ready for that phone call.
Well, I know at some point I'm going to be in there. First, they call it Cliff Stout. You know, they wanted to go that direction. Maybe a little bit of a 80s flashback, you know, right there. Mark Malone apparently unavailable. So we get Delvin Hodges from Samford. Yes, Samford, the leading small school passer in NCAA history. Beat Steve McNair's mark at Samford, S-A-M, as in Mary, F-O-R-D. But no, this is not ideal for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, of course, the Miami Dolphins loving every second of this because each week that the Pittsburgh Steelers lose, the Miami Dolphins benefit because they own Pittsburgh's first-round pick in 2020 based upon the Minkah Fitzpatrick trade, which, I mean, listen, I can understand the Steelers. You know, they love Minkah Fitzpatrick. He's been great for them. Don't get me wrong, but, you know, that's the whole thing. When you look back at it, when all said and done, if the Steelers are, let's say, they end up at 4-12 and they're picking 5 or 6, you could have had that slot rather than Minka Fitzpatrick. Is there any buyer's remorse at that point? Got to wait and see.
Now, you mentioned the Dolphins, and we talked about this a few minutes ago. Tried to break down the 0-5 Dolphins, 0-4, 0-5, the Tua Bowl that we're going to get on Sunday. And I see this pretty clearly, and tell me what you think. Bill Callahan's going to run the football about 65 times in this game, and the Redskins are going to win like 13-9. That's how I'm seeing this shakeout on Sunday.
Well, that's a beautiful thing for the Dolphins, right? Losing, I guess, right? I guess, you know, and it's some interesting times there in South Florida. And Adrian Peterson, look, all signs are that he is going to get the football quite a bit. They're going to try to, you know, control the game in that regard. And, you know, you saw Callahan this week. They're doing, it was almost like he was taking over a high school team or something, right? That guy's running wind sprints and, you know, trying to do some disciplinary things and add these touches, trying to get some better performance out of the Redskins. And listen, I think people don't accept. Look, I'm not sure how many players believe that Bill Callahan is going to be their next head coach. You know, quite honestly, I would think that they're going to expand the search and go in a different direction. It can't get much worse than what was happening under Jay Gruden, right? Right.
Well, that's in theory, right?
Well, if one thing we know, Alex, if one thing we know, it doesn't matter who the Redskins have had under Daniel Snyder, they're not going to win.
No, they really are not. And, you know, but I mean, again, they're good with the culture, okay? Just leave the culture alone. But,
okay.
You know, what I find interesting as well, so you have this coaching change, and it's Bill Callahan, boys. And, you know, Dwayne Haskins still not starting. We don't know when we're going to get him out there. And what I find really intriguing is this. Let's say the Redskins end up being the worst team in the NFL in 2019. Who's to say they wouldn't draft Tua Tagovailoa if Tua came out? Or Justin Herbert out of Oregon. Who's to say they wouldn't make that move and just to simply, you know, try to move on from Haskins, trade him to a team a la what the Arizona Cardinals did with Josh Rosen. If you think that you have a true bona fide franchise quarterback rather than maybe reaching for one at pick 15 this year, can you put that pick in the rearview mirror and take the quarterback? That's another thing that, like, you could just imagine the Dolphins. They spent this entire year planning to be the worst team in football, and all of a sudden they got a lot of competition for that spot.
Well, we do know this, that Jay Gruden's not there about with the I formation crack all those weeks ago about Adrian Peterson. So I think Callahan will just wave to him as he gives him the ball 35 times. All right, we've got Houston at Kansas City, one of your marquee games of this Sunday. Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes back in Chicago. It's the guys we didn't get when we got Mitch Bowl is what they're tagging it there. Will Fuller has his breakout moment for KC. Just a mountain of injuries, Alex. How long does this hold over? Patrick Mahomes with the ankle, no Fisher, because they sure seem like they'll be missing him with J.J. Watt on the other side.
Well, you're right, and J.J. Watt leads the NFL in quarterback hits, and you have a problem here with Mahomes as well. So he's struggling against man coverage right now, right? And they haven't found guys, especially with a dilapidated receiving, you know, situation there with Tyreek Hill, Sammy Watkins. So teams are playing man against Mahomes, and it's working out pretty successfully. Then the problem is he's got the sprained ankle. So last week the Colts just amped up the pressure, and the guy's quarterback rating plunged to 62. It plunged by 62.6 points. And his yards per attempt went down to 4.1 yards after he injured his ankle against the Colts. If he's not able to move around on the field, look, you could still win with Patrick Mahomes, a dropback passer, but he's not as special as if he can move. So for the Houston Texans, this may be the right game at the right time. And well, something happened last week against Atlanta beside another dreadful Falcons performance. But something happened last week that has only happened for Deshaun Watson one other time in his NFL career. He wasn't sacked. How about them apples? So I think this offensive line, if they're able to keep Deshaun Watson upright and, you know, keep him from taking a beating like he has during most of his career, I think Houston, I mean, I think they could, but I think they're going to win this game, actually. But you know what, though? When it comes to the Texans, a lot of times they get into big moments and they just say they let you down. They fail. That's the thing about this. I'm curious if they can get over the hump in a big game like this against the Chiefs while Kansas City is vulnerable because of all these injuries.
Alex Marvez, our guest right here on the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon on Fox Sports Radio. I picked the Texans in an upset. I'm taking them 38-35. Alex, you're filling me with all good vibes right now. I'm feeling really, really good. Now I'm going to hit you with something that I think I'm going to get more good vibes from Alex Marvez. It's great that Sam Darnold's back. Nobody is more happy that Sam Darnold is back than I am. I am incredibly happy. I'm a little surprised the point spread is only 7 points, but I can't see the Jets hanging with the Cowboys in this game. I'd love to see it. I can't see it.
Well, no, I don't. Listen, the Jets, look, they got a couple things going for them. The defense is still ranked in the top tier in the NFL. Believe it or not, despite one of the most horrific offensive performances you've ever seen, literally in NFL history, to start a season. I mean, you're talking about record numbers here. I mean, they're wide receivers in a passing era league, right? I mean, you know, where teams are throwing the ball better than ever before. Their group of wide receivers has 411 yards and zero receiving touchdowns. The offensive line is a sieve. They can't get Le'Veon Bell on track just because they got nobody to block for him. Nobody buys him as a receiver out of the backfield. They cover him. Oh, and by the way, you were down to your third-string quarterback. Sam Darnold changes things. I think the 7 may be about where this game ends up being, to be quite honest with you. Look, the Cowboys, they've got some issues on the offensive line, and they've been sloppy. I mean, will they short? Really, when they're lost to Green Bay, I give the Packers credit. I thought they had a great game plan. But Dallas, they blew this game. Guy missing 2 field goals. You know, just little mistakes along the way that ended up becoming big mistakes by the end of it. You know, 11 penalties. Jason Garrett cussing out an official on a missed call that he felt. He throws a challenge flag. I mean, these are things that, you know, when it comes from the top, you know that there's some issues right now. So I think the Cowboys have lost some of that swag that they've had. It's going to be very interesting to see if they're able to get it back against Jets.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. On the hotline with us, Sirius XM NFL radio host, Pro Football Hall of Fame voter, joins us each and every week. And with the announcing of the AEW as well, it's our buddy Alex Marvez. At Alex Marvez is where you find him on Twitter. I'm going to give you a choose-your-own-adventure here, Alex, because there's 2 games I really like. I want to see which one your eyeballs gravitate to. Seattle at Cleveland or San Francisco at the Rams. Which one has you more geeked up, ready to put out about 4,000 words?
Well, back when I used to write, correct?
Well, you're still scrawling notes before a show. Don't tell me you don't.
You better believe it. You got to see the plethora of information that I have available. For example, the 49ers on pace to become the first team to average 200 or more rushing yards per game in a season since the Walter Payton-led 1977 Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Also, Nick Bosa, by the way, the highest pressure rate in the NFL, getting to the quarterback on 23.5%, affecting the quarterback on almost one quarter of all of his it's one out of every four, whatever, 25% of his pass rushes, he's in the quarterback's face, right? And by the way, Jared Goff being pressured at a much higher rate this season in 2019 than he was in 2018 because they have a leaky offensive line. But that being said, the San Francisco 49ers, they've got 2 backup tackles. The George Kittle's got a groin injury. He's apparently going to play, but isn't 100% healthy. Not great at the wide receiver position. Akella Weatherspoon, he's out on the defensive side of things. So I'm fascinated by Rams and 49ers. I think it's going to be an awesome game. I don't want to see Baker Mayfield throw a football again, ever. Like, I'm just tired of it.
Wow.
It's just so inaccurate. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, you know, get back to me. Get back to me when you're actually playing good football again.
I mean, what is it with him? He played well last year. I mean, granted, 2 of his best games were against the Bengals. Their defense was awful. But he played well last year, and he just is not even close to being the same guy. It can't be as simple as, the NFL's got tape on him now, can it?
No, it's not. A couple things here. You know, first, I think that they've been inconsistent in the run game. They didn't give Nick Chubb as much of a chance. I think Baker's pressing. I'm not sure about the quarterback coaching. You know, Ken Zampezi was his QB's coach last year. He's now at the University of Florida actually doing a pretty good job there with Kyle Trask after Felipe Franks went down. But I just look at a guy. Is he coachable? And when I say that, is Baker Mayfield, is he not listening to what's being told of him because his mechanics are just not good? And it's funny, I have a buddy of mine who's a former Miami Dolphins scout, and he's staying over at my house, and we watched the Monday night game. And he said, and everyone talks about how, the New York Giants, and they're going to regret the decision to pass on Sam Darnold and take Saquon Barkley instead. Well, that very may well be true. But he says, just watch. the one thing that you're going to be talking about in the next year or two is how the Cleveland Browns screwed up by not taking Sam Darnold and by taking Baker Mayfield. And, you know, now the situation in Cleveland is fascinating. Odell Beckham Jr., he wants to football. He wants to help. Very nice of him to say all this now rather than be there in the offseason actually building chemistry with Baker Mayfield through the offseason workout program. So with now, so what happens? Do they try to force feed Odell Beckham Jr. the football? You know, when that usually happens, bad things go on. And the Seahawks are paying attention to this, and they get this. And by the way, guys, through five games, if you're voting for an NFL MVP, it's Russell Wilson. Leads the league in touchdown passes, leads the league in quarterback rating. Actually, the best deep ball thrower in the NFL as well. The metrics show that. I mean, and for the first time since, what, the Michael Ingram era, we actually could say the Seahawks have a better offense than their defense. But that's a good thing because you know Pete Carroll can coach defense. So, boys, I'm thinking Seattle wins that game, and I'm on a toss-up on the 49ers and Rams. I think in my heart the Rams are going to end up winning this game, but not having Todd Gurley, that doesn't help. No Clay Matthews doesn't help either, but it should be a fun one at the Coliseum.
Great stuff, as always, from Alex Marvez on Twitter, at Alex Marvez, SiriusXM, NFL radio host and longtime insider. Dude, thanks so much. Appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Do it again next week, gentlemen. Thank you, boys.
See you, Alex.